We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at redrivertoyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. There you
were. Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how goes it?
It's good. It's a perfect day, and that's
beautiful. It is absolutely beautiful.
Perfect.
I would take it every day because this is not too hot to where I get overheated. This is
no. It's really. I mean, I think all week is sort of going to be, but I cannot believe there will be a better day today. Today is absolutely stunning. So glad to be in Memphis.
This is the windows down in the car where the breeze is still pretty nice. Whereas, like, we get into the heart of summer and it gets real humid outside. That breeze from outside is unbearable. It's nasty.
Yeah, the front of my house has a. The second floor, there's a balcony, and one of the real wonderful things about this house is when it's perfect weather, I leave the door, my bedroom opens onto the balcony, and I leave the door open and the dogs hang out on the balcony with the night breezes, and there's no mosquitoes yet. Mosquitoes aren't here yet. And like today, and it won't be, I won't need the AC in the evening. It's just going to be absolutely perfect. So, we don't have bugs yet. That's the other thing.
Yeah, that's big.
Bugs can get to be damn fierce in this part of the world. And we're kind of, I think we're low on bugs still. So really it's nirvana.
You know, what I took from that entire thing right there is that you have balcony money. You've been in this business so long, you have balcony money.
I don't think it's balcony money, honestly. I don't think it's balcony. I don't think, like, I'm looking at the house next to mine, and I don't think my house is any fancier than that house. It just happens to have a second floor balcony. I do like the second floor balcony, but I don't, like, honestly.
Especially where
floor.
I mean, you live close to me. I mean, that's a rarity. That's a selling point.
I would rather have a porch. But there's not, this part of town doesn't have, you know, front, it doesn't have big porches. It's not a midtown. It's more a porch thing. I think I'd rather have a nice, lovely porch, but I have no porch. I have a balcony.
Well, then I have porch. I have a.
Do you?
I have a porch.
You have a porch?
I have a porch right there in East Memphis. Yeah.
Do you?
I have a couch. I have a couch out front. Do I use it very often? No. But I have it.
Well, that's the other thing. You can have a porch, and then if you're not a porch neighborhood. I do think there are some porch neighborhoods where people sit on a porch and other people walk by and you wave to your neighbor and maybe you offer them a glass of sweet tea. But it doesn't feel like even if you had a porch that there's no people walking on my street. If there's anyone walking, here's the truth. If anyone is walking on my street, I'm going to read about it in a minute in Nextdoor app. that's the truth. There's not a lot of people walking on my street.
Do you have Nextdoor app, or do you have a Ring? Like
No. The Nextdoor app, like the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I don't have a Ring. Don't have a Ring.
Yeah.
No. If someone comes to my house, they're going to have to confront the dogs. We'll tear them limb from limb. But I don't have any kind of.
Will they though? Aren't they lovers? They're lovers. They're not.
I'm not gonna. I'm not gonna. I'm not going to spill the beans.
Okay.
I have
some fighters. I have my Great Pyrenees can be fighters in that moment.
Well, what's funny?
They're house protectors.
Oddly enough, there is a Great Pyrenees that gets out in this part of the neighborhood, and he just wanders around. Last night, I was taking Gus for a walk, Gus and Willow, at about, it was 10:30, quarter of 11. And sure enough, this Great Pyrenees was out. And the Great Pyrenees comes up to us, and it's kind of, honestly, it's a little irritating because it's just as loose. And it was fine. I actually was looking to try to call the, you know, that looked at the tag to try to call the people to say their Great Pyrenees was out.
Mm-hmm.
But then the Great Pyrenees and Gus started fighting. And I feel like, what the hell? Yeah. No, then I had, and each dog weighed, the Great Pyrenees probably weighed 170.
You don't want to get in the middle of that. I'll say that
Gus
right now.
He's 125. No, never put your hand in the
absolutely
middle of the
not
fight.
Right.
And it was brief. When I had just girl Bernese Mountain Dogs, I thought they were just purely lovers. Gus will scare the hell out of you.
Okay.
Like he will, he is a big ass bark and he will scare you.
Okay.
Now I will not divulge whether he'll actually tear you limb from limb, but he and the Great Pyrenees last night were going at it.
So. So speaking of people walking by your house, I do have to bring this up. Apparently Connor has some beef with you. Apparently he drove past you this weekend and he didn't get a wave back. I don't know if
I
you were was he running,
did he
Connor?
Did
was
he wave? Did he honk?
I did.
Was he running? What was the situation?
What was I doing?
I think you were with your girlfriend. You were walking the dogs. It was Friday afternoon after the show. And I was driving through. I was on West.
Around my neighborhood? I was walking around my neighborhood?
You were on Crestwood. It was one of the Crestwoods. It was either East or West.
That's my neighborhood. But I
slowed down, waved, and it looked like you kind of recognized me, but couldn't place me.
I didn't see any wave. I think the sun was slanting off the. The truth of the matter is, I'm just so when cars pull up and I'm walking the dogs, I walk one on the leash and one off the leash, and I'm so concerned about having the dogs run over and getting them out of the road that I don't really see who's in the car. Now, occasionally people roll down the window and talk to me, and that's fine, but mostly at that time, I'm probably just awkwardly trying to make sure that Willow is not in the road. Because if
right.
I try to walk her on a leash, she just stops. She just like looks at me and says, I'm not going to walk on this leash. She said, what do you think I am? Some kind of a dog? Like, I'm not going to walk on a leash. And so I have to just let her walk and she trails behind me. And I'm so obsessed with then making sure she's not going to get run over that I'm not paying much attention to who's in the car. So I did not see you. Had I seen anybody wave at me, I would have waved back, much less you, Connor. Of course you.
To be fair to you, it did look like that you were battling a giant dog trying to get her out of the road.
Yeah,
yes.
That's exactly right.
That was actually one of the main reasons I slowed down.
And Jeff, I will say that
people slow down. And then the other thing about this stupid dog is when a car is coming, she invariably heads to the middle of the road.
Of course, yes. Like, of course.
They just, it's uncanny. They just like, I'm walking on the side of the road, but here comes a car, so I think I'm going to veer towards the middle of the road. And then I'm always embarrassed and, you know, whatever else. So it's my own fault. Here's the truth of the matter. If your dog is not perfectly behaved, whoever you are out there, it's just a reflection of you. It's you didn't put in the time, you didn't have the discipline, you didn't have the boundaries, you didn't have the firm, whatever it was, to blame.
I mean, I adopted a dog at 2. You can't really teach those dogs new things. They're sort of, to be fair.
I guess.
There's
some adopted situations
where you can't really change.
As
and
we've discussed,
stubborn.
Pyrenees are stubborn. So that's fine. But I do think, typically, we are... If you put in, you put enough time with a dog, you can usually get it to behave.
Yeah.
And I could have gotten this dog. The fact that this dog won't walk when she's on a leash, it's just a reflection of me. Like, that's just, come on. These are compliant dogs. She runs the show. And she'll just stand there looking at me. I'll pick up the leash. She'll just stand there like, I'm not moving. I put down the leash, and then she'll start walking.
Now, last thing on this, I think we may have a shared experience if you've ever, it sounds like Willow's just does not walk on a leash. trying to take around two Great Pyrenees pulling at leashes at the same time and go on a walk is one of the more brutal things I have to do with my life.
Well, I used to have three, and three dogs is just insane. Like three dogs,
three
you only
big
have two
dogs.
Arms, you have two dogs. It's really why I really love going to, I said this before, really why I love Shelby Farms Dog Park is because you can walk the dogs. My dogs don't take off. Like, they're not dogs that'll go sprinting off and they'll never come back again. They and that's not true. They're too lazy to do that, and they also do like me too much. I feed them and stuff. So they wouldn't do that. So I really like walking them at Shelby Farms Dog Park because I can walk them off leash. I don't have to, you know, wrestle with them. I don't like it's just honestly it's just spectacular.
Yes.
It is just a spectacular place.
Yeah. Now, Nuggets get the sweep over the Lakers, but that we're not even talking about them going to the NBA Finals. LeBron. Yeah, I mean, where are we at? I mean, Chris Haynes says LeBron James is unsure about if he'll be with the Lakers when the season starts next year. He had a back and forth with ESPN about potentially thinking about walking away. Do you buy any of it?
Here's the thing. It's totally uncharitable. Uncharitable interpretation is LeBron James is an attention whore and he just got swept and he needed to change the topic so people went so the focus wasn't on him getting swept and he wanted everyone talking about him creating drama and that's what happened last night. There is part of that that I subscribe to. I do think though.
Yeah.
I do think that it is natural and human. And honestly, having reached the sort of stage I've reached in my career, it is natural to start thinking, how much longer do I want to do this? How do I want to do this? Like, those are things, he's done this for 20 years. So when you have done it for 20 years, when you're honestly no longer the best version of it that you once were, LeBron is, when it doesn't, it's hard to quite imagine how they're going to win their next title. And, I mean, you were just swept. I think in that exhausting moment, I think there is a human instinct to say, yeah, I don't know how much I want to do this anymore. And we saw this with quarterbacks all the time. Brett Favre used to do this every offseason, right?
Yep.
Like, do I want to come back? Because when you reach the end of the season and you realize how long it takes to get back to where you have just been – you've got to go through all the, you know, all the training in the off season, all the getting ready, and then all the game, the preseason games, and then the games that don't seem to mean much during the regular season, and then the back to backs. I think it's natural to wonder out loud, to wonder even out loud, how long you want to do this. So, I'm of the view that it wasn't purely calculated manipulation. It was there. I'll give him some grace, but. Not entirely.
Right.
Like
not
entirely.
I'm
I just can't let him off the hook. I think if I had to pick one or the other, either the generous interpretation or the ungenerous interpretation, I think I'd lean more heavily towards the manipulative, ungenerous interpretation of what happened last night. Wouldn't you?
Yeah, no, I'm there. I guess ultimately the question would be, do I think he's going to retire? I think no.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, so like that's my final take on it, right?
No.
And if that is the case, then all of this stuff he's doing right now would lean to the ungenerous interpretation you're talking about.
Well, you could say I don't think he is going to retire, but I understand some ambivalence right now in this moment before he gets to saying formally, I'm going to come back. Like I can see the reason for some, at least ambivalence, exhaustion now, but do I think he's going to retire? I would stake a large amount of money. I'd stake my house with a balcony, second floor balcony.
The balcony money.
On the fact that he is not going to, no, come on. He's not going to retire like that.
No.
Here's the truth. Like, there are two kinds of retirements. There's the people who do the, hey, by the way, that was my last game. I'm done. And you're like, whoa, that was your last game? We didn't know that. Like, God, you just slipped off out the back door. And then there's people like Mike Krzyzewski, right, who want who want every stop they go to get a new gift and be applauded and all of that. So they announce their retirement in advance. If you're going to ask me which kind of those people I think LeBron is, It's the second.
It's
guy.
The Coach K. Yes, and like
he's gonna want the victory lap, and then
of
whatever.
Course he is a farewell tour guy, no doubt in my mind, has to be. And then
he
also
likes,
when we put it in the backdrop
stuff.
Of the context yeah. clues of potentially having an all-star game in L.A. in 2025 and his son potentially going to grace the league with his presence after 2024 or in 2024. I mean, if you just read through everything, it doesn't seem like it, it makes a lot of sense.
Exactly. He is 100% a farewell tour guy.
Yes.
And I don't even mean that. Like, I probably would be. You know?
Yeah,
like,
right.
I would be a farewell tour guy. Like I if I were that, I'd want to be. If I had had a career like LeBron James, I would want to be celebrated for it over and over again.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
But you can tell he does. Like, that's just, like, it was really, it was interesting covering that Lakers-Grizzlies series, because it's just clear. Like, one thing they say about LeBron is he's really good because he's always, you know, he almost always talks to the media. Like, he's really good about it, right? He really is, too. He's a whatever. But the dirty little secret there is he likes it. Like, that's partly why he always talks to the media, because he likes it. Even when he snapped, you know, about Dylan Brooks and says, I'm not talking about this BS or whatever else, he likes saying that. Like, he likes being at the center. He likes holding forth. He likes all of that. And so, I don't think it's a burden for him. It's what he revels in. He obviously most revels in being great at basketball. And he's like, that first half was ridiculous. The idea that he did that at 38 is absolutely ridiculous. And full credit to him. But in terms of the rest of it, it's okay. He can be a attention whore. Like, that's all right. That doesn't mean he's not a great basketball player. And if you're the Nuggets, you know what? You get a parade at the end of this. You don't need today. You don't need everyone to be talking about you today. You're going to get a finals appearance for the first time ever in that franchise, which is kind of amazing given the great players that have come through there. And I think at the end of it, you're likely going to have a championship parade. So you'll get your flowers.
Now, for LeBron, the Last Dance documentary that he's going to have, these episodes will be gorgeous. They'll be great TV. Fantastic TV.
Well, that's the other thing. Dude's having a documentary. Documentary crew coming.
From what I understand, they didn't really start recording anything until the beginning of this year. I mean, that's when the discussion was really coming around about the docuseries that will be coming out after his career.
So yeah, I don't know precisely when they started, but yes, it's
right.
That again, that's another clue.
Yep.
If a guy has arranged for a documentary crew to follow him 24 hours a day, he's probably not just going to slip off the stage. You know,
it is kind of funny though, like how immortal he really is. When we talk about like the NBA, like if his name was not LeBron James, everyone would believe that this is a real conversation. But since his name is LeBron James, there's just no thought of him actually stepping away, I think, for most people.
Well, it's also true. Like, I mean, when Carmelo stepped away, it's because no one wanted him on their team anymore.
Right.
You know, like with all due, like he wasn't great at basketball anymore. LeBron, you know, just scored 31 points and a half. He just averaged 28 points a game at age 38. He is diminished in the sense that he's not, you know, the LeBron that he was at 28, but he's still a absolutely tremendous basketball player. So it's not one of these. You know, Ben Roethlisberger, like I'm thinking of recent ones who've like by the time they were done, everyone knew they were done. Their body told us they were done before they told us they were done. And LeBron's not there. That's the other reason, apart from ego and all of that stuff. The other reason that he's not going to stop playing, seems to me, is because he's really good.
Yeah, that usually helps. Talking with Jeff Calkins at Jeff Calkins _ Calkins on Twitter, Jeff Calkins Show and the Daily Memphian. There's been a lot made about the NIL situation at the University of Memphis and the Memphis Rebounders thing today, where it's $1,000 donation and you get a day at Penny's house June 10th. This is definitely
three
a warning.
Hours.
This is
not a day. It's 3 hours. And
3 hours.
Light refreshment.
Well, okay. All right.
Three to six and light refreshment.
Okay, but that's a day. You can make a day out of that.
I would, for $1,000, I want heavy hors d'oeuvres.
But this does sort of send a little bit of a warning sign that the NIL discussions that have been had are probably pretty real.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt that the NIL, and honestly, they're honest about it. Like, you talk to Laird Veach about the NIL stuff, and he'll say, we're not where we want to be. And he'll also say that whenever anyone talks to him about giving money now, he used to say, oh, you want to give money? Hey, we need this facility, or we need, you know, whatever else got. And now he says, well, give it to the NIL. Like, we need it for the NIL. So I don't think there's any doubt that it's that the stresses are real in terms of trying to raise money and be competitive and get the players that you need to get. I do think what's interesting about it is like, we used to go to Cal's house all the time. Like, Cal just opened up his house. That's what he did. Even me, and he hated me. And like, he wouldn't say, everyone can come over, but Calkins. he wouldn't say my name anyway. So, but that guy. But he would just always have people at his house. The Selection Sunday things were at his house. There were preseason things at his house. Penny does not do that.
Right.
Like, Penny has been pretty private in that regard. And so for Penny to open up his house, to invite people who are willing to kick in $1,000, to the cause, to his house, I think suggests how serious they are taking it. And obviously it's creative, and I applaud them for doing what they have, whatever they can do. Now, you know, how much money, how many people will do that? 30 people pay $1,000. You can, you know, what does that buy? What does that buy you? You know,
yeah.
I don't know what kind of player that buys you. Probably not that great a player.
It's interesting. Like, the return on investment conversation's so tough, though, right? Because I think that's sort of the crux of where this conversation goes. And it's like, I guess, what would make those people that are donating feel as if they're getting the return that they desire, right? Like, is it NCAA tournament appearance? Is it a Sweet 16? Is it winning the whole thing? Is it a Final Four appearance? Like, where is that line drawn? I guess it would be different for everybody else, but that's a complicated sort of conversation.
Yeah, I think there's different things to it. First of all, what's interesting is that that same return on investment question was also true when Keith Lee was getting, you know, thousands of dollars in a shoebox. Like, in the end, the idea of buying players
is not new.
Completely new. Like, boosters have always said, it's worth it to me to contribute this money because I want my team to be good. I think there's several things are key, though. One of the problems is that it's the NIL combined with the portal being open every single year. And so if you bought a Keith Lee, you know, whatever, like once upon a time, if you paid under the table so Keith Lee would come to your university or whomever, you would think that player would be there for 4 years,
right?
3 years. The idea is that now you pay and then at the end of the year, you have to pay again, and then you have to pay again, or they're going to go in the, like, it doesn't feel like from that perspective, like you get great return on your investment. And so that's one of the challenges. I think the other thing, honestly, and is that I do think that one of the things that is helpful to get is appreciation from the head coach and a connection to the head coach.
Yeah.
Right. And I think it's good that Penny is doing this, having people to his house, because my understanding is, although lots of boosters love Penny, they don't feel that connected to Penny, you know, and like they want to know that their money's appreciated is something I have literally heard before. And so that's sort of an interesting, that's part of the payoff. But then beyond that, it's just a matter of because they can churn every year, I think there's a sense of exhaustion on the part of the boosters that you go to. Some places you hear about the NIL stuff and it seems to have unleashed a, you know what, this makes us able to compete, like at Texas A&M. But some places, like at Memphis, I get the sense that there is sort of a exhaustion on the part of some alums that it's like, really? Like, I used to be able to, you know, pay one big sum and a player would stick around for 4 years, or pay one big sum and I'd get my name on a building or my name on an office in a building. Now I pay one big sum, that player comes in, they may or may not play, they may or may not be that great, and at the end of the year, they may leave. I may be paying for 6 months of this, you know, and I think that wears people down.
Yeah. I can absolutely see that. I can absolutely see that. We'll see how this works, though. Hopefully it creates that connection because they, my God, this roster, they need to do something about this roster. I just don't, I don't know what's out there at this moment. I guess they'll reach out to Caleb Love. I guess we'll see what Ron Holland's doing. He was on Instagram Live with Ashton Hardaway. They both went to Duncanville, but got to find some guys before this offseason's over. But Jeff, always appreciate it, man. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Thank you. Bye.
That's Jeff Calkins, columnist of the Daily Memphian, host of the Jeff Calkins Show 9 to 11 right here on 92.9 FM ESPN. He's on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. Now, let me tell you about a two-story storefront that I'm absolutely in love with. That would be Oxbow. It's the family-owned and operated retail store that has been making waves in East Memphis for over a decade. It is off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco station. They usually have the crawfish truck out there when it's crawfish season, so you can get some crawfish, you can do some shopping. They try to take care of the whole thing. When you go in, it's so inviting. You'll feel at home. Earl, the dog, is in there. Give him a couple pats on the head. Connor made fun of me because I do have to explain that Earl is a dog and not a human being. So when I say pat on the head, pat the dog on the head. Pat Earl the dog on the head. But they have everything you need. Memphis theme gifts and tees, vintage vinyl for music lovers, sports memorabilia for the diehard fans, hunting and outdoor gear for the adventurous souls. They have Memphis Tigers, SEC favorites, Arkansas, Tennessee, Alabama. They will handle you and give you everything you need there at Oxbow. And they have some top summer brands. I love Genteel Apparel, Free Fly, Fair Harbor, Duckhead, Mizzen, and Main. And one thing that I'll give you the opportunity to do, because I'm such, I try to be nice, I try to give back, go to shopoxbow.com. And when you go to shopoxbow.com, use my promo code, TheGabeShow. The G-A-B-E show. All one word. The Gabe Show, and you can get 20% off your order on their online store. But if you don't want to use the online store, just go in, tell them Gabe sent you. It's right off Poplar on June Road behind the Amoco station. I know that I love being there, and you'll love it as well. So whether you're searching for that perfect outfit, unique gifts, vintage vinyl, sports memorabilia, hunting outdoor essentials, they have it at Oxbow. Shop local. Shop Oxbow. Now we have some Memphis basketball to talk about. We'll tell you what the Rebounders are planning on doing. The Memphis Rebounders. We'll talk about KO. NBA prospects? I mean, I guess put a question mark after that. And then also, we'll have some recruiting news mixed in there as well when we return. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN. Before we hop into the Memphis Rebounders, KO Derechi Akabundu Ehioku. We know he was reserved big for the Tigers. If you didn't put that together, yesterday Parthupad Yai, good friend of the show, put out a tweet of an Instagram post from KO. Apparently, he had a workout with the Celtics yesterday, and also had workouts with the Bucks and Mavs in recent weeks. This surprises me, I have to say. I can see a guy like that with the athleticism, 6'10", the ability to leap, the ability to block shots, maybe be a potential overseas guy. But I've always got confused by the obsession, the discussion around him. He didn't show us a whole lot in his 1 year here, and he didn't show a whole lot at UT Arlington, his previous stop. And I usually try to reserve in a lot of these cases, guys, you know, potential to develop with the skills and the ability, natural physical ability he has. And KO has a lot of that. But he was in college for 5 years. There comes a point where the developmental process can only get you so much, and I just don't know how that's going to work out. And I know a lot of people called for him this past season to get more minutes with sort of the front court and the rotation not being all that anything to write home about. There just wasn't a whole lot of bodies. And Malcolm Dandridge had his issues with injury throughout the year. But this is surprising to me. Obviously, I hope it works out for him. I hope he can find a spot. But I didn't see much when he was on campus here to make me think he should be getting a whole lot of looks at the next level, especially NBA G League route.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think this is one of those instances where he has all of the physical tools, you know, and when you look at him on a piece of paper, you're like, hey, man, this guy might have a shot here. But then ultimately, you've got to show up and you've got to perform when you need to. And I unfortunately don't think he has done that enough to be really considered for the NBA right now. You know, maybe he impresses and can get a G League shot, but ultimately, I feel like overseas is probably
There's nothing wrong with that. But like when it comes to what I saw on campus and his ability to fit in a front court that needed guys to fit in, that needed a natural five, he couldn't do it. The rebounding wasn't there. Screen setting wasn't there. Lost in the offensive end. Offensive ability was nothing to write home about. I didn't quite see it. But moving on, Memphis Rebounders have hatched a plan. There's been a lot of discussion about NIL and things that have gone wrong, that the University of Memphis really needs to sort of crack down and find better ways to get guys on campus. We see the roster for next year for Penny Hardaway, and they lost out on Jaden Bradley. They think that was a money situation with Arizona being able to cough up more. Memphis Rebounders have hatched a plan, and it has to do with the Rebounders starting a fundraising page, a fundraiser, to get people out to Penny Hardaway's house June 10th from 3 to 6 p.m., hors d'oeuvres, drinks, the whole nine yards. $1,000 is the minimum donation requested to secure your spot on that day. Again, June 10th from 3 to 6. And then $2,500 grants you and a guest access to all the exclusive events, I should say, for the 23-24 season. Including that fundraiser at Penny's home. This is clearly a massive attempt, a big attempt to try to get people involved and get more money to be able to recruit this offseason. They've lost out on a lot of guys already. They're running out of time. They're running out of opportunity. So you have to get that money in. The one thing I'd say, if the minimum expectation is $1,000 and you have a certain amount of people that donate, let's say, 50 to 100, what does that really get you on the open market? What does that really get you? I think $500,000 in some of these situations per year gets you the five-star, the guy who's already proven, the experienced player who has production under his belt. But other than that, $100,000, you know, $150,000, $200,000, what does that get you on campus? I still think, in the end of the day, Penny Hardaway can create relationships. There's a lot of things he can do that other coaches can't, because of who he is, because of the size of his personality and who he is as a basketball figure, his ties to the NBA, all of that. But at the same time, money needs to be coughed up, and I you know, appreciate the effort from the Memphis Rebounders. But this is it's a very clear indication of where Memphis is at in the NIL game, and it tells you that they're not even close to where they want to be. Because Penny Hardaway, like we just talked to Jeff about, has not been a guy that has been very open to having people at his house necessarily. Yeah, he creates relationships with certain guys behind the scenes, but they may not necessarily feel as close as they should be to him. But this is an effort to bring them in the doors, create those relationships, and try to boost up the NIL. And I wonder if it'll work. I'm very curious.
Yeah, I appreciate the effort to kind of think outside the box here, you know, try something new, see if you can get some money. To me, though, this signals that Memphis has really seen that NIL has completely changed the college basketball landscape. Because, you know, you hear recruits all the time and their parents say, yeah, when Penny Hardaway calls, we're going to pick up that phone because it's Penny Hardaway. But that doesn't necessarily mean you're going to sign that piece of paper at the end of the day. And I think NIL is by far the most important thing happening in recruiting now. So you have to bring the money. You have to.
There's a sense of...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
To me, when I saw this today, John Martin posted it. Our colleague, Jason and John, 11-2. Got to give them their plug. But I saw when he posted this. There's a certain level of desperation to it, right? I mean, in any of these situations, if you don't feel like where you're where you're supposed to be, you can resort to a little more desperate of desperate measures, and that's okay. But that's what it signaled to me, and I think that's a concerning thing when you consider next year in particular. I mean, in the future, you may have more time, and he may be creating relationships with the 2024 recruits. I mean, Curtis Givens, again, I mentioned off the top of the show, but he's narrowed his situation. Four-star point guard for 2024, narrowed it down to seven schools. Memphis is part of that. That's a guy that they're in on. This year, going into 2023, I think there's some massive concerns about them being able to get anybody the rest of the cycle. I know he has captured late in August, for God's sakes. I mean, in August, he was able to get Jalen Duren and Amani Bates to reclassify, but relying on something like that just doesn't seem like a smart situation at this moment. And to get a guy like Caleb Love, just decommitted from Michigan, to get a guy like Caleb Love, that's real money for 1 year. That's a guy that's going to be looking for a lot of money. That's a six-figure salary he's making for a year in a lot of ways. So the NIL situation, it has to improve. The Rebounders clearly are making their effort to do that, but there's definitely a sense of desperation there that I think people need to pay attention to. Now, small talk. small talk at the end of the second hour every single day on the Gabe Kuhn Show. That's next, right here on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
92.9 FM, ESPN, Memphis' sports station. Sports station.
92.9 ESPN from Odyssey.
Get ready to command the road in a new ride from Gossett Kia on the Pike. Go the road less traveled in 2023 Kia Seltos LX. $263 a month, $29.99 due at signing. 2023 Kia Sportage LX, $288 a month, $34.99 due at signing. And 2023 World Performance Car, 2023 Kia EV6 Wind. EPA estimated range 310 miles, $499 a month, $49.99 due at signing all 36-month leases. Plus Kia's 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. That's Gossett Kia, 1900 Covington Pike, or shop 24/7 at KiaCovingtonPike.com. Ask for Bobby J. He'll put you in a new Kia today.
If you want it, we got it at Gossett Motor Cars.
650 acquisition fee, 30,000 miles, 20 cents excess mileage. Seltos P745-8378, MSRP 23996. Sportage P713-696, MSRP 27077. EV6 P510573, MSRP 49965. Includes all rebates and incentives. Must finance through Hyundai. Excludes tax on the license with approved credit. See dealer for complete details. Offer valid through 5/31/23. Dealer stock only. Warranties and limited powertrain warranty. See Kia.com or retailer for details.
Bring that big bet energy this summer with Superbook Sports. Superbook Sports is the most trusted name in sports betting. And right now, use my promo code MARTIN, M-A-R-T-I-N, to score up to $250 with your first bet bonus. Winner lose, they will match your first bet up to $250 with promo code Martin. Simply visit superbook.com for terms and conditions or download the Superbook Tennessee app in the App Store. Enter the promo code Martin and you'll get $250 courtesy of Superbook Sports. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, this is Wes McClooney, owner of the New Balance Memphis store. Conquer whatever summertime activities you want to take part in, all while wearing the perfect shoes. Our fit specialists take precise measurements of your feet and analyze how you walk and run so that your shoes fit perfectly. And we haven't forgotten about the kids either. We'll get them equipped for summer camp or whatever adventures they take on. Stop by the New Balance Memphis store today. New Balance Memphis. Experience the difference a custom fit makes today.
At Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, it's time to define luxury in a new way. At every turn, you'll find audacious design, state-of-the-art technology, and exceptional hospitality. We are dedicated to crafting the world's best vehicles, matched by an extraordinary sales-to-service experience for our owners. Prepare to be noticed in the 2023 Genesis G70. This sporty sedan is a force to be seen. We'd love you to explore the 2023 Genesis GV70 with a class-leading 300 horsepower engine or the available 375 horsepower twin-turbo V6 for terrains from concrete jungles to mountain roads. It's a new beginning for a new generation. Genesis Memphis Covington Pike, 1870 Covington Pike, or visit us online at memphisgenesis.com. Estimated horsepower based on premium fuel ratings. Use of regular fuel will result in reduced horsepower. See dealer for complete details. Dealer stock only.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You may not be required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-330-2900. 800-330-2900. That's 800-330-2900.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're starting to speak another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right. And they're designed by real language teachers, so you learn how to have real-world conversations, things you'll actually use.
It's incredible. After using Babbel, I'm ready to start having real conversations in French.
There's all kinds of ways to learn,
use Babbel's podcasts or games or videos. You can even join live classes with a language teacher.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Babbel. Évidemment.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Dazzling decal on Daisy's Donuts window. Bold banner at Barry's Barbershop. Prominent poster at Penny's on Park Place.
This is your sign. Well, signs. To try Staples and see the difference. Get $15 off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more.
From Staples, and I couldn't miss it.
N617. Visit staplesconnect.com/printbig for details.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is presented by the Memphis Touchdown Club. I hope everyone who made it out to either all four, two of the four, three of the four, one of the four of the speaker series enjoyed themselves. We had our last event last night, but if you want to go join, inquire about the Memphis Touchdown Club, go to memphistdclub.com. Now, today is a big day. I brought it up off the top of the show, but HBO Max becomes Max. Becomes Max. And we have one more week worth of good shows in Barry and Succession. Then we're moving on to The Idol. Is that what we're talking about? And Connor told me this at the break, and I am just amazed that this is a thing. The Idol's 9% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It's right 9%. Now. Nine. So they premiered it at the Cannes
This is not a good switchover. No, not a good transition
here. They premiered it at the film festival happening right now, and I don't know why, but it got a 5-minute standing ovation. And let me tell you this, if you get a 5-minute standing ovation at this film festival, they hated it. They loathed it, dude. They hated it. It got a 9%. People were calling it trash. It's supposed to take place in the same universe as Euphoria. Same guy made it, Sam Levinson. And, you know, man, I'm good. Pass. It just feels...
Where are you at on Euphoria, by the way? It's okay. Zendaya is the redeeming quality of the entire show.
I am extremely uncomfortable watching that show.
Yes, because it's high school. It's
make them college kids. It's that easy.
Sexually explicit, and they're supposed to be high school kids. It's just not.
Yeah, I don't care that actors are of age. It's just weird. It's odd.
It's uncomfortable.
It's very uncomfortable.
But Zendaya's great in that.
She's
show.
Amazing. She's and I think the acting.
That's
in
not
Euphoria,
surprising.
I think the acting in Euphoria is tremendous.
Yes.
I just think the show, you know, not for me. But this show, The Idol, it's supposed to be The Weeknd, Lily Depp Rose, who's Johnny Depp's daughter. It is supposed to be trash. And some of the scenes that people were talking about that's happening, I can't even say them on air because they're so gross. And demeaning towards women, and it's like, what are we doing here, man? 9%. I didn't even know that was possible.
So this is what's happening with Max now. I guess the redeeming quality is House Hunters International and Chopped, right? Is that
just
what we're doing?
Just rewatch Succession and Sopranos and The Wire. Just rewatch those.
God. All right. Well, are we even going to give The Idol a shot?
Probably. It might be so bad.
9%.
I might have to
just
see how bad it is and then turn it off after a while, but... Man, what a disastrous launch. Because one, you have to re-download the app. Two, the name is stupid. Why would you get rid of HBO and change it to Max? Just continue calling it HBO. Like, call it HBO.
Because HBO's programming is the redeeming quality of the entire
app. It is.
It
absolutely is. This thing has been not a great launch for them at all. And there's a hilarious video of Sam Levinson, crying during the standing ovation without realizing that people were,
hated it.
It's an insult. It was only 5 minutes. So, hey. Best of luck. Yes. Pay your writers, you idiots.
I guess now from one streamer to another streamer, Paramount Plus, and this is going to hit me in the heartstrings, and I'm just so torn. I'm so damn torn about it. And Connor, you'll get what I'm saying. Paramount Plus is dropping Good Burger, too. Kenan and Kel as Ed and Dexter, yet again, a millennial favorite. It was a Nickelodeon. It went in a Nickelodeon drop is what it was back in the day. And it was phenomenal at the time. It's just, it was great. Ed's secret sauce. We know the whole thing.
Cinema.
But, I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it.
They got me.
How?
They got me, dude.
I mean, I saw a promo today of Kel wearing his same Ed outfit, and he looks old.
Yeah, of course
he
does.
He looks too old.
Yeah.
I don't know, it's not the same.
Unless, at least
these guys were in
their
early 20s the first time around. They're almost in their 40s. They are in their 40s, aren't they? Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know their age right now. But they're in their 40s, and they're going
to
be doing the same type of thing? and they have Ed in the same exact outfit. Now, I will say it's strictly made for millennial viewers. They're counting on one boom for one weekend, and then they're done. But I don't know.
Warning
I don't know if
sign.
I can get my...
There is a warning sign here.
What?
Phil Traill, the director, made one of the worst movies I've ever seen called All About Steve.
Was it All About Steve?
It's Dog S. It's All About S because it's terrible.
who are the...
It's Sandra Bullock and Bradley Cooper. It should have worked, and it's terrible. It's terrible.
I am not familiar with it, so you're saying no.
You're
no,
lucky.
All About Steve is an absolute no.
But I'll be watching Good Burger, too.
I may get enticed into it.
You know we're going to have to do a review of it. You know it.
Oh, God. It's like Sandlot, too, though. Like, it's like such a, it's a classic.
We don't speak of that.
It's like a classic for my damn generation. You don't need to. We talked about this last week about a remake of White Man Can't Jump. You don't need to have a sequel to that. You don't need to. It was so silly anyway for the original Good Burger. You don't need to have the same guys that were 20 at the time be 40 and be just as ridiculous. Whatever. But you know what? They may entice me. I'm talking a lot of trash right now.
It'll still be better than the Idol.
Maybe. I guess there's possibility for that. Now we have to go ahead and get to the final hour of the show. And when we come back, we'll talk some Tigers. We'll talk the NIL situation, the whole nine yards with Christian Fowler in his normal time slot on a Tuesday on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.